The TUC has called for the unconditional reinstatement of sacked workers of MODEC. At a marathon meeting between the workers of MODEC and the Western Regional Executives of the TUC yesterday, the Congress warned that if MODEC fails to heed to the advice of TUC, the petroleum sector will experience turbulence. He said the Ministry of Energy, the Petroleum Commission and other stakeholders have been informed. The Deputy General Secretary of General Transport, Petroleum and Chemical Workers Union of TUC, Francis Sala, spoke to Bright in Trauma.
Well, a decision was taken, and as we speak, letters have been dispatched to all the relevant stakeholders, inclusive of MODEC, Petroleum Commission, Ministry of Energy, Ministry of Employment, and all those that don't matter. And we are calling for an unconditional reinstatement of the guys.
But have you given a timeline as to when they should be reinstated?
We have not given a timeline, but we are calling for an immediate action. Else we would advise ourselves.
And what kind of advice do you have in mind?
As I'm speaking to you, we have informed all our grounds. I don't want to disclose all our itinerary to you, but we have informed all our grounds that no matter that they are waiting. We are hoping that the management will heed to our cause, or else I'm sure this will be a turning point in the history of this petroleum industry.
You sound very, very
very serious. This time, very serious. If they don't heed to our cause, if the agencies, those are that we will have served, if they don't listen to us, what they will see would be a turning point in the history of oil and gas.
We've seen the TUC going on massive demonstration. We've seen on TUC going on strike. We've seen the TUC doing so many things. So what would be this turning point that you are talking about?
I think earlier on told you I don't want to disclose what we intend doing. What we're asking now is for management to reinstate them unconditionally because they have breached the MOU that was signed on the 30th between us and them with the Petroleum Commission. And so we expect them to reinstate these guys. Let's go back to the table or we'll advance ourselves.
That was the Deputy General Secretary of the General Transport Petroleum and Chemical Workers Union, Francis Sala, talking to Brighton Trauma.
Labour relations expert Mohamed Afum has raised eyebrow over the manner in which the workers of MODEC were sacked. He said the labour law frowns on the action. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs programme Behind the News, Mr. Afum asked the TUC to resolve the impasse between management of MODEC and workers amicably.
Well, I would not hazard any guess, but in industrial relations, you will find situations where some employers decide to use subtle means to intimidate workers who are fighting for their rights, you know, under the employment relationship. So it is likely that this might be one of them, especially coming after they embarked on a strike, you know, to demand parity in their salary with the expatriate staff who are doing the same work.
And so under the circumstance, what can the workers do?
My understanding is that the workers they belong to a union, General Transport and Petroleum Workers Union. And once they belong to a union, I believe that the union will negotiate terms and conditions of employment for their members. And I also understand, I believe that when the negotiation takes place, some of the key issues that will be factored into the quarter of employment will be employment security, and that is that the employer cannot terminate the worker without just cause. Just cause means that there must be either misconduct, sickness, incompetence, or other things. So no, it cannot be at the whim and caprices of the employer that I've terminated you, take 1 month's salary. No.
Well, so as it is, the mother union and TUC are all speaking one voice, reinstate the workers unconditionally. So granted that they are reinstated, will this move in any way weaken or kind of put some fear in the workers and to demand for better conditions or service in the future?
Once they have a union, they have the support of the union to negotiate for terms and conditions of employment that will guarantee employment security. That means that the employer cannot decide that one day I've terminated you, go away. Before you terminate, there must be, as I pointed out, just cause, misconduct, incompetence, occupational requirements, and then maybe sickness.